Yo, welcome to another episode of Fun With Them. Today, yeah. I have some good friends of mine, like real, real homies for years. And they are also a member of the Free Nationals, which tours all around the world and makes music with Anderson .Paak, who is another good friend of mine. I invited the Free Nationals here today, and then half of these motherfuckers showed up.
Natty Light, we got half the calories here.
Why don't you guys introduce yourselves one time?
Diet Nats.
Jose Rios, Zeta Jones, aka Zay.
Zeta Jones.
And you are what of the Free Nationals?
I play guitar for the Free Nationals.
And occasionally the ukulele.
Yeah, sometimes. Whatever is needed to be played on stage.
The guitarist, Jose Rios, good friend of mine. And how about this gentleman over here?
I am Callum Connor, aka Low, aka JD. I play drums for the Nats and DJ percussion for Andy.
We got Callum Connor here, who is the drummer slash DJ, and then Jose Rios, who is the guitarist of the Free Nationals and part of the band and crew with Anderson .Paak, the two that are missing here, which are also the homies.
K-Gons.
Kelsey Gonzalez and
T-Avant.
Yeah, man. Thank you guys for showing up. The other half did not show up.
They might come in at like, during the interview.
We'll see. It's all good. This was highly
possible.
It was highly expected. It was highly expected. What's good, y'all?
Shit, man. Same old, same old. It's good to see you.
Yeah, it's been a while. Let me give you guys a little bit of history for all the listeners. So a couple years back, we were all roommates. The two that are here and Ron, who isn't here, but we were all roommates. You know, obviously we all came up together making music with Anderson .Paak, myself, all the gentlemen in the Free Nationals, but we were also fucking roommates and like fellow just dirtbags just wilding the fuck out in town.
Good times.
That was hella good times. Yeah. But I saw these guys go from fucking, you know, doing local gigs, from DJing to guitar, you know, to producing from
beats.
Anderson .Paak, our mutual homie, just started taking off on the music tip. And then these guys started touring and producing for all the joints that now are like classics, you know what I'm saying? From Malibu classics. Project to Venice to everything they're doing right now with Oxnard, everything. So, man, it's been a journey, huh?
It's been a crazy journey.
Yeah.
You've seen it all.
Journey.
I have seen it all. At this point, like, you guys have pretty much settled into like touring every place, playing every huge festival, man. Like, how does it feel? Like, y'all still like thinking back on shit that, like, you know, the journey from there to now?
Yeah, definitely, you know, but it's definitely, we've been, I think, accustomed to a little bit, but.
Yeah, we're starting to get used to it, man.
It's a blessing.
Not in a bad way, like, but we're just getting in the pocket, you know? It's like, we know exactly what has to be done to perform these shows, man. It's amazing, dude.
Yeah, it's a lot of rehearsal.
It's still amazing. Every time it's crazy, you know?
Right. I mean, what's like the biggest crowd y'all have played in this last couple of years?
Man, 6 million, right? Like,
No. 6 million?
I don't know. He played for the world.
100,000 or something like that? I don't know.
That's crazy.
European joints.
Oh, like, it was a Canada.
Looks
it was
like Live Aid.
Jazz Fest in Canada.
Oh, yeah,
it was 100,000 people.
Montreal Jazz Fest,
yeah, man.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't just people there for the show. It was like people that just came from anywhere.
Right.
So did they all congregate?
People were just showing up. Like,
yeah, they just congregated in this one area, and it was like 100,000
people.
Yeah,
they got the aerial shot of that, and it's like, it's crazy. It looks like we're playing like a YouTube concert.
That's so sick, dude. Because, what's the main difference between playing like a smaller crowd and a big crowd? Because when you guys are on stage, it's just like y'all are doing the same set and everything.
What's the
vibe like that you feel is different?
I don't know. It's pretty similar, I would say. Because like, the energy both have its advantages.
Yeah, because the energy could be lit at like with 300 people, right?
It can be. Yeah.
Yeah, it's usually more. I would sometimes, because if you're closer to them, you know what I mean. Like, I don't know. I guess it depends.
It's an interesting energy, man. With like 40,000 people all moving at the same time, like vibing with you. There's something very spiritual about that. You know, that many people. Like, it's just.
Right.
It's intense, man.
Do you get more nervous in a certain situation?
Like he said, I'll probably get more nervous for the smaller shows.
Smaller shows?
But the big ones like that, you know.
Shows, like everyone's having a good time regardless, for the most part.
And there's like kind of like more of a distance. I feel like the smaller shows, like motherfuckers right up
there. They're right looking at you like, you know.
Schnoz.
Yeah, they can see my beak, you know. like
schnoz,
I can't hide it.
Getting sunburned by the lights.
Yeah. I probably look more attractive from far away, you know?
Yeah. That's what's, I mean, you guys are spending most of the year on the road now, these days, right? It feels like.
Pretty much.
Yeah, quite a bit, man.
I mean, and I feel like we were talking about this earlier, and when you guys come back into town, you guys are like rarely see each other and shit.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we're trying to all figure out how to hang out when we're home, you know?
Because it's like we just saw each other for like, you know, 6 months. It's like we don't have to hang out.
Yeah, you're back. You want to be with your girl.
Yeah, I got my dog. I got my kid. I got a lot of different things. Family.
But we still hang out.
Mostly family, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you guys still have like rehearsals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
but I think it's important that we need to start. I'm saying this on the air.
Yeah.
I think it's important that the Free Nas AP, we need to get hang out more, man. Even if it's not on the road. And that's my, I'm probably one of the bigger ones that doesn't hang out as much. That's just my own thing, but
yeah, you never hit me up no more.
It's
been a wrap.
Yeah, and when I do, you're like, "What do you want?" Like, no, I'm just kidding. Like, what do you?
That's how it goes, you know. It's like everyone's got their business to handle. And
yeah, I texted your old number and inviting you to the to come to the podcast.
That happens a lot. People text my wrong number.
Yeah, dude, my phone literally has five of your numbers, and each one's labeled Jose Newest.
Yeah.
Jose Newest, final.
Jose Manuel.
I don't know why I don't delete the old ones. I just do it like that. But then I texted you to come on the show, and some guy was like, answered from like Vegas or something, was like, and he was like, "Who's this?" I'm like, "This is dumbfounded. I'm trying to get you on the show, on the podcast, homie." And he's like, "Yeah, dude, this isn't Jose, but me and my girl are down to come by and hang." Wow. And I was like, "Nah,
it's
bro.
It's a different Jose."
Yeah, nah.
Can you smoke in here or no?
Cigarettes? Yeah. Nah. This is not one of those situations, right, bro. I'm sorry. This is a professional establishment. Yeah, what do you think this is?
Yeah.
But just to fill people in, we were roommates, all of us.
Animal House.
In one house, and this was like definitely an animal house. You know what I mean?
Animal House, and that's how it was.
Yeah. This was before these guys were like really touring regularly all around the world. Yeah. But y'all were like doing shows and stuff. But
yeah, here and there
like
in LA.
Just starting, yeah.
Jose, like Lion Hotel.
Like weekly. What was the other one?
Pot.
Was it Pot? No. The other, the little.
You did Pot. You did Commissary. You did Line. You did everything.
You did all the
Lock and Key.
Lock and Key.
I used to do Lock and Key.
You guys still DJ when you like travel, like
sometimes
some after parties.
Yeah, we've
stuff.
Been doing some parties. Yeah,
little finesse.
Sometimes not as much as we used to, but
yeah.
Hey,
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Those get hectic.
What's the funnest, like...
The most fun?
Yeah, what's the... Shut the fuck up. What a fucking dick.
What's more funner?
Yeah, what's the most fun country you guys have played? Or not even country you guys have played, but like actually like played and like afterwards or whatever, just hung out and, you know,
there's been so many,
because the shows is like pretty much they're all like fun, you know.
Yeah,
but it's
for
like
sure.
what's the funnest place that you guys like pulling into and just after parties and shit like that?
Damn, I mean, Australia is always like goes off. What, like Oslo?
Yeah,
and Paris.
Australia, everybody always says there's hot chicks there, but some people, there's always mixed reviews too. Some people
Australia's
say,
Australia's amazing.
Are there hot chicks there?
Of course.
I'm planning to go this year too.
Beautiful,
so.
Yeah.
Australia's a trip, man.
They love to party.
Man, well, I'm trying to think, the Europeans are fun, man. They have a good time.
Yeah.
Japanese, man. I like Japan a lot.
Yeah.
It's always fun, man.
But there's places like in like Denmark? No, Norway and Oslo.
Yeah.
The festival's like, it's like on this crazy like water, and you can go on like a boat and like drink afterwards.
Scandinavia,
and, like,
yeah.
It's crazy. It doesn't get dark and shit. Iceland, you can go to little lagoons. Yeah. Like we've done some cool things. Or like a set. Remember Set France?
Certain parts of
right
Europe.
On the beach.
Yeah.
They really know
South
how to have a
France,
good time,
man.
And then also probably like certain hosts that just host you better in
different countries,
right?
Shout out Diego, Argentina.
Oh, Diego.
Oh, got the ill host right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
How about, like, for you, I know, like, you've, you know, now you've played, like, massively in, like, Mexico and shit.
Nah, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't?
No, man. We played one show there.
I played one show in Mexico.
Oh, really?
We played Mexico on acid. Let's clarify that.
Oh, where?
Yeah,
only time we played yet.
How was it? Like, do you operate pretty well on acid or what?
We were like, we're going pretty hard, I think, right? Breezy had to stop the set. I don't really have an
answer for that. It was, we were playing Mexico. Sun was coming down. It was like full crowd, all Mexicanos. Like,
yeah.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. You guys were feeling the music.
Just hit even harder, and everyone was like, "Oh!" Breeze had to stop the song, and he's like, "Fuck, I'm on acid." Everyone went nuts. Like,
"Oh!" Yeah. He said it all.
He had to stop and then start over, but everyone loved it.
He was running out of steam, man. He was pumped. You know,
that's the thing about singing.
He was just.
I will say,
Aliman,
with all of y'all,
Aliman, yeah,
even Anderson, like back in the day when we're playing, like, wait, hold on, what the fuck.
Yeah.
This is loud.
Okay, they're coming to get me.
I know. As soon as we talk about drugs, they're coming. Yeah.
That's the feds.
Yeah, it's like the sound effect guy.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, I mean, I know for a fact, like when we were coming up and doing shows, and motherfuckers was always down and just whatever, let's pop a hallucinogen during the show. But then motherfuckers would perform. But some people, like y'all, performed pretty well on the shit. Like, y'all performed pretty fucking good, you know what I'm saying, on the shit.
Yeah, veterans.
I definitely remember, like, gigs where, like, just feeling it and shit, sweating and shit.
I'm just glad I got, like, I don't know if I'm going to be doing that too many more times, but I've done it. Now that I know I've done it, it's like, I've done it. That's it.
Oh, no, definitely. I'm not the best performer when I'm, like, really, really drunk. That's the one that fucks me up.
Yeah, that could be bad.
Weed, really bad. Like, gets me in the vibe and I'm feeling shit, but, like, when I'm drunk, that shit really fucks me up.
I forget lyrics.
And,
Miss
is it
notes.
The same thing when you, yo, do you miss notes?
Oh,
and shit?
For sure. Yeah, I've done some pretty bad stuff when I was drunk. Yeah.
Who fucks up the most out of the band during gigs?
Man, shit. That's a close call.
I mean, I've done a lot of fuckers, but I mean, it happened. I've heard some crazy stuff from probably everyone in the group. Like, do something crazy. Like,
no, definitely.
Who does Andy like pick it up the most?
Yeah, everyone picks it up like pretty well. You know, there's a couple of things. Back when I was like, it was more DJ based. Like, if the computer fucks up, that's when it'd be the most.
The whole track goes
up. That happened very rarely, but there's a couple times where like power go out or some shit. It's just like. But you know, the band's there, they could keep going. So.
Right. Yeah, that's
nothing
annoying.
Nothing too major has happened.
Yeah. I noticed that there's things that I wouldn't hear, and then like I would hear like Andy like at the end of the show
be
like
afterwards, yeah.
Yo, what the fuck happened? Yeah. I'm like, damn, but that's a good musician, you know what I'm saying? Like
he hears everything for sure. He hears every damn thing.
He's a conductor of the shit.
That's why after you want to talk to him just to see like how it went. If he's like, oh, it was great, then we're like, all right, let's
We don't even know what it sounds like. We have like our inner mix, but the front of house is gonna be completely different, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
so that just could be good or bad.
Also, just recently, I mean, you guys have been touring for a minute with, you know, Anderson .Paak, but like just recently, I feel like you guys are getting ready to put out a project.
Let's talk
about that. So, like, how's the transition been? Because I know you guys just put out the first single with Daniel Caesar, right? And is it safe to say that's the first single?
Yeah.
Safe to say, yeah. For sure.
I don't know why I got in the interview mode right there. Would it be safe to say that is the first single?
It definitely
it
is.
It would, dumb.
Yes.
Yeah. It so, is. I mean, how does it feel? Like, you guys
feels put out, great.
As like, you guys individual artists, you know what I mean?
For sure, yeah. No, it's an amazing feeling. Like, I love, like, seeing that just grow and come out. And, I mean, shit.
Yeah, Daniel Caesar's incredible, man. That dude, like.
Yeah, he hooked us up. He really killed it.
Yeah.
Hey, so.
It's been amazing, performing man. Well, the song.
Oh, yeah. It's doing real well, yeah. So
I know you guys did a couple solo shows, or at least one, right?
Yeah, we did a couple of little secret shows, yeah.
How's the set usually look for you guys, like when you guys play? Like as Free Nationals.
Like how does it look? Like the designer? Yeah.
Just a show.
Oh yeah. It's like just us four like playing. Like we had like some tracks for some of the vocals, and then some of us did vocals and Ron would do like vocoder and shit, you know?
And it's like a jam session.
It's like a jam.
Try to make it sound like the record. But we try to take, you know, our solos and stuff. And Ron's on vocoder, so he's adding that element. Yeah.
And the visuals going back. It's just a psychedelic experience. Yeah. But yeah, we got to hold off on that until the record's out now.
Still building it. You know, that was first two was kind of, we put it together quick. And I'm happy with what we came up with. But there's we could do a lot more, you know,
and
we could really take it to
what's I mean, is there like a release date for this or what? Like, where are you guys looking at? It's this year, right?
It's coming, man.
Pray to God.
It's taking a lot longer than we thought, just because like a lot of the people we work with, everyone's signed and like labels clearing all that shit. You know how it gets.
Oh,
it
I see.
With took all the a little longer. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Everyone's like, drop it, drop it. So it's like, we don't want to rush it either.
Can you guys talk about any features or not? You guys trying to save that?
I think we got to
save it, right?
Too much trouble for that.
Oh, really?
I don't know. What do you think, Zay?
Yeah, I mean, it's we're working it out now. We have really good features. A lot of people that are like,
I mean,
everyone that's on the radar right now, as far as like soul, R&B, like stuff like that. Like,
for all the listeners, I'll say you got. I mean, it's pretty much anybody you could think is like really popping right now and killing it musically. They're pretty much on this shit. I think
some of my favorites,
Celine Dion, I believe.
Celine Dion, for sure. Yeah.
Shania Twain,
Dolly,
Dolly Parton. Yeah, it's unexpected.
All the ladies,
But yeah, I mean, that's amazing. Look out for that Free Nationals full length album, right?
Oh yes, yes.
That's dope. I mean, so as you guys tour, I mean, you guys about to hit the road again.
In about
a week or two.
Like a week. Yes, sir.
And how long are you guys going for?
A month and a half.
Month and a half. And that's like every day or something like that?
It's every couple of days a show. Yeah.
US the and States Europe, and right? Europe.
Yeah.
That's who's the craziest like on tour?
The craziest? Oh, man, we've all had our little moments.
I know, because I've kept up on Instagram.
Everyone takes it to different levels. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Talk about one of the craziest things that one of y'all did or you think was crazy as hell.
Oh, man. Craziest thing?
Yeah.
Damn. Comes to mind is
each person
Rally Durham, the fire extinguisher.
Oh, that's Kelsey. Yeah,
I remember that.
Kelsey with the fire extinguisher.
Explain what happened there exactly.
Man, we were playing like this jazz fest and we started kind of partying early. Drinking early, we're drinking tequila like right when we got there, and by the nighttime we were just we were going stir crazy. So fuck me and Kelsey kind of just wandered in the hotel, and it was like half the hotel was empty. So then he gets his fire extinguisher. I'm like, dude, spray it. And he sprayed a little bit at first, and then like he fucking went crazy with it. And we were twisting and turning so hard.
Wait, that was Kelsey?
It was Kelsey. Yeah, it was me and him. We did like whatever.
I was in my room, like on the phone. Like
it was And like, then the alarm went off. Yeah. And the whole building had to evacuate, and we got in a lot of trouble for that. So
and this was, by the way, the fire extinguisher thing was on Instagram story.
It was. Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I saw it and I was like, y'all look stupid. Crazy for
they
this
cleared
shit.
The whole hotel. They had to like clear it out. Like, yeah. It all came downstairs.
I know like y'all, like I know we've talked about this because like we're homies, but like you guys have gotten like fined some significant amount of
that
money
was
for your damages.
Yeah, that was like $5,000 or something like that. To me and Kelsey had to pay $2,500 each.
Were some
something.
Of these some of the wilding out moments like worth it, the fine?
No, for sure. Yeah. that was like the first couple of tours and we just had to get it out of our system.
That was a $5,000 rock star moment right there.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, but fuck
it's a good story.
One. It is a good story. You get a good story out of it. I mean, I would have done it. $5,000. It's not gonna be if you're splitting
you,
it.
You can make payments on it. They took it out of our tour pay. So it's
that's hilarious. You make payments on fucking wrecking shit.
Yeah.
But do you have one, Jose? I know you. I've seen a lot of videos of you wilding the fuck out, chest hair out,
fully out.
Japan meltdown, maybe. I don't know, man. I had a rough one in Japan one time.
Yeah, you blacked out in Japan. Yeah,
they were giving me the you know the hibiki, you know the Japanese whiskey.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's like it's some of the
it's something hiyaki miyaki Niki, or something.
Or Niki, I don't know how to say it. I'm messing it up. Sorry for anybody out there who knows how to say it, but basically. Japanese whiskey and some really good stuff, man. Yeah. Really strong, and that was beer, and I was completely gone, and I think I came back to the hotel, and I was just anything that could be taken off, like that could be moved, I was grabbing it, and
a lot of vases, throwing it, and jumping on cabs,
and then the final thing that really pissed them off was I grabbed a vase and. I it was pretty heavy too, and I threw it out a window that was facing Shibuya Crossing.
Yeah.
So it's like if I would have blown that shit out, it would have been all over the fucking intersection, you know? Like, but luckily it didn't break.
It didn't even scratch it.
It was a minor scratch on it that I feel like could have been rubbed out with the proper
mirror
guy.
Yeah.
Window guy, whatever.
Yeah.
But they made a big deal out of it. But
they just saw him on camera in the halls, like,
the Japanese like hotel owner.
And I feel really bad because they're very proper over there, very nice.
You should apologize now.
Yeah. Excuse me to all the Japanese people, to Japan. I'm very sorry for how I acted.
There you go.
Please let me come back. Thank you.
Good, because we have a huge Japanese audience.
I don't know who's watching this, man. We love
going to Tokyo.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have respect for the cultures. And
absolutely, man.
But you guys have gone reckless, for sure. Another story is you guys were at World Cup, the Russia.
Oh, with Jason.
And then our mutual friend, Jason, he works for Budweiser out there. And he invited you guys to a Budweiser event. And he said, he pulled me to the side. Like, I saw him a couple weeks ago. And he was like, yeah, dude, those was kind of got me in trouble.
Really? Yeah. Oh, yeah, at the after party. I was trying to think, what the fuck is he talking about?
Breezy got excited that day.
I think
day
it was at, like, the Budweiser Hotel. Wrecked some
dude,
shit.
Dude, we went to the after party, and Anderson was there, and he was going to take a picture for the thing. And he, like, poses for a picture, and everyone's like, oh, my God. And then he picks up a fucking lamp because he didn't know what to do. Everyone's looking at it. He threw it across the room, and it shattered.
I didn't expect that shit.
And they're
he just threw it. Like,
yeah, there's been a lot of moments like that. Like, it's hilarious,
dude. I feel like from what I saw on your Instagram, like, you know, at least early on when you guys first started touring, like, worldwide and stuff, it was like, it felt like you guys were, like, trying to top each other on how, you know, big you guys can fucking wreck
snowball
shit.
Effect. Yeah,
is that would you say that was kind of safe to say?
Oh, like, for sure. Yeah, you know, just you get like kind of bored and stir crazy, so you start doing little things, and then it adds, and you try and just try and make each other laugh is like the main thing, so you can like, you know, be the funniest. It's
Ron the keyboardist is one dude who kind of gets like turns into a different person when he gets drunk.
Oh, it's man, like, he can, like, there's times where he just goes completely crazy, and I'm like sit there, and I'm like, I just want to make sure he's okay. That's, you know, I just kind of just because I don't know what other people are gonna do.
Yeah,
but no one's ever, you know, the crazy thing is, he acts
in public,
as wild as he yells or does stuff, no one's ever like swung on him or anything. And
yeah
I'm always just kind of ready for that. I was like, oh god,
he's not hurting anyone, he's just like being obnoxious.
But he'd be like grabbing, throwing it, like just knocking things out of people's heads.
Bum fights.
What's the crazy, I mean, at this point when you guys are touring too, because the dope thing about y'all is like you guys are built all together, you know what I mean, like Anderson .Paak and the Free Nationals, which is like dope, because really that dynamic also just comes from, like, you guys really just came up together. Like, everybody was, you know, I've seen it. You guys are all friends, you know, and I'm like, it's not just, like, hired musicians for shit, you know what I'm saying?
No, we're family, man. We've known each other forever.
When you tour, is there, like, people, who like, fans and shit who come up to you guys, like, individually? Like, you're like,
I still get people who come up to me and go, oh, I remember when you were on tour with Dumb.
Oh, right.
I went to that tour.
Yeah.
And now
we see Dumbfounded shirts like, all the time.
Yeah. You get brought up quite a bit. And I'm always like, that's my boy. Like,
yeah.
I've been, you know.
Shout out to the ones wearing Dumbfounded shirts.
Yeah.
The ones at pack shows.
Yeah. The ones that come for hoping to hear, like, what is that joint?
Like, how come you didn't play Cell Phone?
Yeah. Cell Phone. Let's keep it up in the front.
Like, fam. I'm not even there.
Yeah.
Wax isn't there.
Yeah.
That's lit. But I mean, so you guys have had, like, individual groupies at this point.
Wait, what?
I'm not gonna go into
I didn't know what you meant by that.
You guys are in relationships now, or what?
No, I am, but he's not.
Oh, okay. You've been.
Oh, you know? Oh, he just got it.
He speaks for me.
He just got it.
No.
Hey.
He's like, shut the fuck up.
He barks. I bark, he bites. Yeah. And I was like,
I'm single. He's wifed up.
Yeah, you've been together for a minute.
A year?
Has that?
He says it's complicated on his Facebook.
Wait, what? Did you really change it? Okay, I'm about to roast you right now.
No, it's complicated when he gets mad.
She's amazing.
Yeah,
she's
I know you've been in a lot, and you know, I know you. Like, we were like pretty. Well, not just you. All of us were savages, you know, at one point. But
yeah, we had some crazy times.
But like, I mean, I'm pretty proud of you. You've been in a pretty like solid relationship for a long time.
Yeah,
I mean, is that still? I mean, that's a lot of work, right?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, you were in one for a while too. I mean, yeah,
being on the road.
Tough on the road for sure. Yeah,
everything. Yeah, just being away.
Very hard. Yeah,
just
last couple of years were just nonsense. We were gone the whole time. You know,
right? Arguments probably too.
For sure. All that. I mean, that's life.
My alarm went off. I got to put up parking.
Oh, okay. could somebody put it in real quick? It's right in front.
It's about to get a ticket, y'all.
Which one?
An LA ticket.
It's the black Honda.
You can get it for me. I'll get it, George.
All right.
That's like my Honda.
Yeah.
It's like 75 a pop right there.
He'll get it.
Okay. Yeah, it's on the left, like a little far down to the left.
Okay.
We'll just keep going.
We sorry about that.
What is the address here?
Wait. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're going to have to edit this. Could you write the time or something? Nah, just beep it out, though. You got to beep that out.
All the
everyone's
fans,
coming.
Yeah,
because
I didn't even think about it right now. Because we barely edit this shit. It's like it's all the way through.
I used to live here.
Yeah. The funny thing about this podcast studio is this was actually this building. There's multiple studios in this building, and this was actually where a lot of like Malibu was recorded. OBE, Volume 1 and 2. Venice. Yeah. Most of Venice was recorded in here, actually.
That was at the house, I think a lot of it too.
House and here. Yeah. The house, Venice house and here.
Yeah,
but that's crazy. It's a lot of it.
A lot of history here.
On that computer right there, actually.
Yeah, a lot of history.
Wow, you still have it?
Yeah, that's the computer with all the sessions and shit. But that's good. I mean, your girl's all understanding now and shit. Like,
It's work. You got to work on it, man. It's one of those things. Just like anything else, man.
It's like anything else. You
got to work. You got to work. You got to work on it. You got to work on it.
Shit and bricks. How's your daughter?
She's good, man. She's good. She's 8. She's in school right now. I'm gonna pick her up after this.
I literally have footage of like just with you and your daughter journey where she's just like a baby and I'm like. Scaring her with little dolls.
I'm Jay Dilla.
She was just, all like terrified.
Yeah, she's just like, the hell's wrong with your homie?
When we were up at the cabin, like we rented out a cabin like for a couple months by Big Bear.
Yeah,
had all the homies come through, and like even Anderson's son Soul was there.
Yeah,
and he's like. We're beatboxing. He's like dancing. He's in diapers in that footage. Oh, yeah. Which is crazy.
Remember that? Yep. Took him fishing and stuff.
He's in straight diapers, bro.
Took him on his first
fishing. That was working on your record.
Take the Stairs.
Yeah.
That was a good time, man.
Yeah, that Thanks was a really good time. That was like just a lot.
Yeah, we got to do that again, even if we don't make a record.
We got to do a little. Yeah, we should just make a record.
Just
anyways.
Like a retreat, you know?
I need a free Nationals joint too.
There it is.
Oh yeah,
we gotta do that. That's gonna be on the
fuck yeah.
Look out for that Free Nationals collab right
there. Call 1-888 Free Nationals for your own track. No.
Yeah, just call the hotline.
Put like a little sign up.
Oh yeah.
So what's like? I mean, what do you guys see for yourselves like, as a group? I mean, you know, and like as a separate entity, like in the years to come.
You know, the future is bright, and the sky's the limit.
Would the goal be like you guys be on your own tour, like away from Anderson?
There's been talks and stuff like that, you know, just like, play our own shows and, you know, still play with AP and just, you know, a lot of the production too. We've been doing a lot of production and just get more involved in that.
As like Free Nationals as like a production team, right?
Yeah, continue to make stuff together.
For sure, yeah.
And play shows, man.
We've already started a little bit with that and it's, it's coming out real hot.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Damn.
Just really, really more than
I just saw a light bulb go off in your head. You're like, oh shit.
More than anything, I just wanted it to come out, man. That's like that's what's been killing me.
Yeah,
like,
Is it done or what?
Yeah, it's done.
It's done. Yeah, we're just, you know, putting the singles out. And there's a lot of the politics when you get with this, you know?
And it's also scheduling, right?
Scheduling.
Because there's touring.
And yeah. Yeah.
It's just not, getting everything cleared, man. Because it's like,
I'm about to leak that shit.
We got a lot of features on it. Maybe too many.
So it's like, really right now the process of clearing individual artists.
Yeah, yeah. And just getting everything, make sure, you know, no stone is untouched before we put it out, you know. Because, that's like a pain in the ass to go back and do that. And a lot of the artists we're working with are like signed. So they're very particular about it too. But
when you're on the road, I mean, you guys have played every major festival at this point, and like you've been on the bill with pretty much all the musicians that are hot or up and coming. Yeah. Like, has the experience been pretty cool for the most part? Like, everyone's been pretty chill. Like, all the artists, or is there any dicks or what? Like,
I don't really know. There's been too many dicks.
No. I'm not asking you to put people on blast.
everyone's.
I wish we could. Yeah, I'm trying to think.
there's a couple of assholes and shit. There has to be an asshole.
But everyone we chill with has been super cool. Yeah, just like everyone's real nice and friendly and
right.
Yeah. Who's been really a dick? I don't know. No one's like.
No one, right?
Yeah. He went into Future's dressing room once, and like his bodyguard almost beat his ass.
Not Future directly.
It was like it was an accidental thing. It was years ago.
Weird. That was a weird.
He accidentally stumbled in, and Future's entourage fucks you up.
What happens is they give you a trailer, and then sometimes if you're like in the undercard, they'll move you and then be like they put in the bigger act in the trailer, you know?
Yeah.
So a trailer we had before, we didn't have. There's some like leftover dudes from his crew. Some guy that I feel like he had nothing really to do with him, and he was just like, he's like, get out of our room. I was like, yo, this is our room.
They do like, this is Future's room. He goes, I'm the future. I said,
we are the future.
No, we're the future, man. This is like,
I was faded, man.
You probably didn't even know what he was trying to tell you.
No, he didn't at all. I didn't. No, I was faded, and I was just like, we are the future.
That was at Broccoli Fest? Where was that?
I could totally hear you saying that shit.
It was hilarious.
What do you guys have, like, individual writers as well?
Kind of a collective one. It's a collective writer.
Yeah.
So the band has a writer.
I mean, it's all kind of mixed in. Or with
Anderson and you guys. Then you're saying,
yeah. Actually, we have a writer. We get tequila. Yeah. We get Jameson. We get fruits and nuts. A lot of water.
Yeah.
Vegetables. Usually, there's always hummus and guacamole. It's always very healthy.
Yeah.
Rolling papers. Recently, we started getting those and papers. Rolling tobacco in Europe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sanitizer.
It's pretty reasonable.
Extends vapes.
A little 7-Eleven. Just a little tiny one.
What do you mean 7-Eleven? Oh, there he is.
He showed up. Oh, wow. Halfway
through. Ladies and gentlemen.
We might as well plug him in here. All right.
What's up, man?
You could just sit over there. Could you give him the chair?
He's live on air right now.
We got Kelsey Gonzalez, the bassist for the Free Nationals. You just got to sit in between and then just... he could use this.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, introduce yourself one time.
What's up? Kelstro, Kelsey Gonzalez.
This is
Gonzalez.
Kelstro, Kelsey Gonzalez, who happens to be the bassist for the Free Nationals.
For Shaggy? Oh,
what a coincidence. Crazy.
You're the bassist for Shaggy,
still
right?
On the Shaggy hit, but.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You
he don't play with this.
Are you
no
playing
more.
For Shaggy right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, he don't play with this no more.
Yeah, it's well, like, I've always played for Shaggy, but then.
Oh, yeah. Thundercat plays bass for us now. Did you see that?
Yeah, Thundercat.
Thundercat got the Nats tag.
Oh, that shit
stomach.
Was hard, yo.
I did see that.
Yo, Thundercat got the.
Shout out Thundercat.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
That was really lit.
That shit looks so fresh.
Yeah, was that a surprise?
You can
tell y'all.
I had no idea. Right on his stomach like that. That was insane.
Yo. Yeah.
So shout out.
I mean, it's a dope image though.
Yeah. Gotta give him a big hug when
Can't
I see
blame him. Yeah, DeMarco almost got it too. And
really?
John Lant.
It's coming. It's
Max
coming.
Bass player. Everything was close.
Well, yeah. Shout out to Mac DeMarco, man. That's good, you guys, man.
That's pretty much part of your whole squad. You know, y'all been mobbing together and so many
dude,
shows
man.
And stuff.
Really good dude
for sure. Yeah.
What's up, Kels? Where are you coming from?
East LA.
Yeah, nice of you to join us.
Yeah.
Happy to be here. Thank you. That's why I knew I shouldn't have gone through Jose.
These are the repercussions of going through Jose.
I sent a group message.
Straight up
everyone
like
said
that.
Yeah,
this
nobody
is why
comes.
I don't go through Jose.
Yeah, you got to follow up, bro. You got to follow up. It's the group dynamic. How have you been, bro?
Phenomenal.
That's the thing. You're saying you've been playing for Shaggy for a while, but you play for a lot of different guys. Are you kidding or what?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, okay. I believe it because that would be lit. Because honestly,
hopefully
like,
after this.
Well, a lot of y'all have played for so many different people. I mean, you guys don't do that no more. Like really play for other groups too.
No.
That was for a while though, right? A lot of these cats, they've been like musicians. They played for a lot of different musicians. You know, just gigging and
for
stuff.
Sure.
Like you played for Janae for a long time too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so and now it's like full on solo. Miguel,
Nas.
Yeah. Now it's like
Kane
just
Chirko.
Now just Free Nationals.
Oh yeah. Now it's
Free
just Free Nationals. That's it.
Well, he has a contract with us, so if he breaks it, then
we break him.
We have his legs. You break his legs.
Yeah. Just kidding.
That's what's up. Well, we were talking about Kelsey earlier, like the craziest shit that all these fools have done on the road.
I told him about the extinguisher.
Is that the craziest shit you've done?
Yeah, there was a fire. There.
Yes. So wait, edit out what I said. There was actually a fire, and we put it out.
Fire.
You can't even lie, bro. You didn't even say that story at all, so you can't even lie.
No, fuck.
What's another? What? Why don't you mention something crazy? Maybe one of these guys have done or whatever. Because everyone's kind of mentioned something. They already mentioned you, so.
Well, Jose's done a lot of good for the community, but a lot of bad for the community.
What has he done for the community? I want to know what he has done for the community.
You know,
he lives in Skid Row, and
I will say when Jose was really broke, you know, and everybody was like, you know, pitching in for the Jose Fund, He came back years later, and I remember I had lunch with him. This was like last year or something.
He split the bill.
Which is only a couple months ago. He finally split the bill.
Shut up. I picked it up.
No, I'm kidding. He picked it up. He's like, nah, I got this. Yeah. And it was like a proud moment.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I felt good about that one.
I had to be doing that with a lot of my homies too, especially like Mike B and stuff. I could finally buy Mike like dinner.
By the way, Dumb used to get us dinner sometimes, you know.
It's all love.
All the time.
Because I didn't have shit.
But I never tripped out because I love just I like mobbing with the homies that I actually
like. He just loves eating at restaurants. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your thing.
I mean, dude, you pay for, you know, sometimes it's like you're willing to pay for someone's comfort if it's like, you know, you don't want to hang out. I'd rather hang out with them than like somebody who's like fucking who has money and is a dick. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to mob with those motherfuckers. Yeah, like,
we don't eat at any place too expensive either, so it's like we're going to Denny's or
something.
There you
go. Denny's.
Yeah. Sometimes Korean food if you're feeling Korean, you know, it's cheap, feeling good, you know?
Yeah. All right, so Kelsey, go ahead, tell us the story.
Well, to be honest, the fire extinguisher story started with Lowe.
Yeah.
Oh, so it did.
Yeah, let's get to the bottom.
I didn't want to take credit for it.
Yeah.
It did start with you instigated it.
Yeah. I was on an adventure and we were just like half the hotel was like empty. So we started exploring, and I sprayed some first when I was by
myself.
That's
what he says. He did.
And I was like, yo, Kelsey, there's a fucking fire extinguisher over here. Come check out what I found. Got him involved. We had a bottle of tequila and then just had a blast.
Yeah.
This motherfucker always has like the low-key, like subtle instigator. Like, what, you just... You gonna be a bitch about it?
I didn't call him a bitch or anything. It was for the gram, you know? It was like...
Yeah.
Yeah,
gotta get the follow.
He goes down
in
infamy now.
Yeah, they evacuated the whole hotel at 3 a.m.
Tell me you're not glad you did it.
It was a jazz festival, and I saw.
I mean, I didn't tell you to squeeze it that hard. Actually, the second time you should.
The first time was real chill.
The pain.
Yeah,
it was just a little sword at first.
I felt the power.
Was that the craziest shit you've ever done? You think?
Probably, yeah.
That's the craziest shit I've ever seen him do.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Sure. Kelsey's always been pretty chill. Like, when I saw that incident on Instagram, I was like, the fuck, Kelsey?
Yeah,
one and
done.
You cried.
I haven't done it since.
So you guys have calmed down a lot since the first year you guys kind of went out.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Quite a bit, yeah.
That's what's up.
Just some hijinks.
Yeah, you guys going to church now?
Yeah.
Going to church, yeah.
No, I'm kidding. You're not going to church.
Damn. Need to go to church.
I mean, a lot of these, I mean, I know a lot of, these guys have started off at the church. Like you started playing at the church, right?
When I moved to LA, I found myself in a lot of churches, man.
A lot of the best musicians come out of the church.
Oh, that without a doubt, man.
How did it feel like sinning that much and playing at the church? Not playing.
Okay. Oh wow.
Yeah, I'm fucking with you.
Hey, trust me, it was like a hole was burning through my freaking stomach. Like
it's on fire.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say, does your like daughter? She's old enough to comprehend that like you guys are like big musicians and like traveling now and stuff.
Oh yeah. She's been. I took her to SNL. We did Saturday Night Live.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, I flew her out. She got to see me.
Damn, that was amazing.
Yeah, that was a trip. We did Saturday Night Live, man. That was a big
milestone
one,
moment.
Big one for us.
Everybody,
man.
Was everybody cool?
Oh, the cast, everybody.
Yeah.
That was cool. Ben Stiller was there and Alec Baldwin. And
You guys had one where like there were all these little surprises.
Ben Stiller was there. Chris Rock was there.
That was amazing.
Any like many backstage things that happened there or everybody's been pretty chill?
Yeah, I actually kind of stole this no smoking sign. That was like from the 80s. That was by like, it was like in Farley's room
Stop
and stuff.
Lying,
like,
man.
Dude, oh, shit.
I got it in my spot. It was very small, little trinket.
But it's like a SNL memorabilia.
Yeah, it's like an old-ass no-smoking joint that the dude said that Farley and them used to just rage in that room.
Oh, that's lit.
So I took it, yeah.
Yeah, there's like a ledge where supposedly he hit his head.
Farley's
like when
his
he
head,
was getting
yeah.
off a set and he like dented it or did some shit. But they like kept it and then like put a sign and it's like says Farley like on it. Like
you can see it says like watch your head, Farley. That one of the dudes wrote like, back in the day. He'd always hit his head.
Slammed his
just like, little things like that was like
coming off off the set.
Spirit, just seeing all that, yeah. All the people like you grew up on and shit.
All the cats that been there before.
Sandler.
I definitely like it reminisced about that. All the Saturday Night Live I've seen, you know.
Yeah,
and your daughter that was like when she saw that shit, was she like blown away? Or what?
She's been to quite a few TV things. Kimmel, that. Ellen, so she's kind of familiar with TV now. The first one was Kimmel, so she's kind of like getting used to it now. She's like, you know, knows.
Oh, yeah,
does she fuck around with any instruments and shit?
Just a little guitar I have for her, she sings. dances, stuff like that.
That's dope.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty cool, man.
Yeah,
it's
really dope.
Yeah, yeah.
Get her involved. Absolutely. Little child star.
Yeah, him, her and Soul. Yeah. Yeah. Start a kid band.
Yeah, he's like Michael Jackson's dad. Like,
when no. Mine is Michael Jackson's dad. No,
yeah.
Hell no.
Oh, yeah, that's like
reminds me of Joe Jackson. Like,
reminiscent of Joe
Jackson.
Yeah. Yo, I'm the sweetest, bro. He that's like, I might be crazy everywhere else, but that when it's with her, like, I'm calm.
No, I mean, dude,
I'm like Zen mode.
I've seen you and Anderson, like, with your kids, and you guys are great fathers, you know, despite the hectic environment this kind of industry has.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Touring, you know, coming back, but it worked out for the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, do you, I'm sure you miss your daughter on the road a lot, right?
For sure.
It's like tough.
Yeah, absolutely. But she could contact me. You know, we contact each other. Mom calls me, I call her. It's a lot of interaction. So it's good. I feel good.
Yeah, man. It's a journey, man. Cause I know, like, for a long time, I mean, like, we're talking about relationships earlier. Like, it's rocky when you're not bringing home the bread. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah. When you don't have nothing to bring to the table, it's a mess. Yeah.
You're a loser.
Yeah.
Get a fucking job.
Get a job, loser.
I make beats.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I play guitar in my room.
I play guitar in my room, okay?
Right.
But this is my job.
You just have your girls just shitting on you and your manhood.
Hell yeah.
Like, yeah.
I've heard some people tell me crazy.
I had some stick it out.
You are a loser.
We've all seen Jose about like 20 feet away on his phone, you know? Like,
oh, that's an everyday thing. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. But I mean, when I see you on the phone, like on the road, I'm like, you're either really good at keeping contact or your partner is just shitting on you constantly.
Yeah, it's one of those. It's a little bit of both.
Probably a combo. Yeah.
I mean, in the past, for sure.
Yeah. No, but you guys are doing very well. They're successful. I'm very proud of everybody.
Thanks, man. You too. You're doing great. You know?
Yeah, man. It's good to see everyone doing health, looks healthy. We look.
Yeah, you're doing the run club.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think everybody looks pretty much the same since like years.
You're juicing.
They've been juicing. Yeah.
Steroids. Yeah.
Steroids.
Yeah. No,
dang. All right. That's tight.
What? So what? You guys got up and coming the album, the tour. That's about it. In the downtime, what are you guys just doing right now? Like in LA.
Still working on records and just trying to do our own thing. Yeah, producing.
Yeah, music.
Got my studio open.
And you guys work on music together most of the time, or
kind of a lot of separate right now since we, you know, but still all together. We just made some new shit in Australia. We had like a studio for a couple of days and made some new joints.
That's sick. And Kels, you have like, you still have your monthly?
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
Why don't you talk about your monthly
Fight
a little
Club,
bit?
LBC.
It's
dope. He's been.
Yes, I have.
In Long Beach, it's one of the,
it's a good party.
Know, the most consistent parties that's been happening in Long Beach area. It's called Fight Club.
Yeah.
Where you invite a different performer and they jam out with the band.
Yeah.
Kelsey's a man of the people for sure, man. He's putting together like a cool thing out there.
Yeah, putting Long Beach on. I gotta go rock one actually.
Dog, you have. Yeah, that's actually a good ass idea, man.
Yeah. That's what's up. You guys go.
Yeah, I've been once. No. But trust me, that was a big deal, man. Because like I don't know, man.
You haven't gone to one.
A lot of stuff going on in my life.
I live in North Hollywood, man. It's far from me, but I'm gonna make it out.
That day I came, you know, and I sat there. I watched every act.
He was there for another reason. He just happened to be in Long Beach.
I told him. I made an effort, dog, to go see, because this fool was like, he asked me. And I was like, yo, I'll come.
The thing is when I came to Long Beach, I went to just hang out with Kelsey, you know, my friend.
I've done that too.
I didn't go just for his like event, you know?
Do I not hang?
Yeah, we surfed, yeah.
I've come too.
Yeah. No, we've all been
trying to all compete for his friendship.
Yeah.
I'm a friend too.
I don't like none of
you. No, you guys are the worst.
Honestly,
he's clearly the best friend.
He hates both.
He doesn't like either of us.
Yeah.
He's doing us a favor by hanging out with us.
If all you guys, I'm gonna ask you guys this on your new album, if there's one person, one feature you guys can get, who would it be?
We could get.
I mean, you guys right at this point. The chances of you guys getting certain artists you guys want. Erykah Badu.
Sade. Or Janet.
Sade or Janet. Damn. Wow. Kind of all in the same realm of kind of artists. Mm-hmm. How about you?
I think like Weird Al.
Oh snap! We get him to do a parody joint. I mean, that'd actually be kind of.
That sounds like Weird Al is like, a legend.
But that's a Grammy right there.
He has to be like serious on this one.
Oh, you're gonna make him do a serious track?
Like write like his own
shit. Write his own shit.
Yeah, it's not a parody or nothing. Yeah,
no.
No, just really just dig his real deep.
Shit.
Really
I want to like bring out his like actual shit.
You know I bet you he'll still kill that.
No, he will kill for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So doesn't he win a Grammy every year for the same category?
Yeah.
Like that's crazy.
There's nobody else competing. In
yeah,
the
there's no. Yeah, he's got that shit on lock.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
Comedy rap.
All right, guys. I think we're gonna wrap it up.
Nice. Yeah.
It's been a pleasure, everybody. Yeah, got Callum Connor, Kelsey Gonzalez, Kelso, Jose Rios, Zeta.
Yep.
Thank you guys for coming out, man.
Thanks for having us, man.
Yeah, and buddy. The album's coming out 2019 for sure. Or yeah, we can't man. Say that. Or
it's coming out this year.
Let's just say that it's gonna happen this year.
There's gonna be singles real soon, so
we're,
you know,
we're pushing for
Beauty
it.
In Essex.
We're all like together pushing for that.
Is there like a plan for the next single? Like you guys know which is gonna be the next single?
Yeah,
sick.
You'll yeah. see real soon.
Okay, what is there a title for the album?
Yeah, there's a documentary about it. It's called Bundy Tapes.
Wow, it's a true story about yeah. us.
Starring Callum Carter. No, yeah. Tommy yeah. Callum as Ted Bundy.
Self-titled.
Yeah.
I just saw that actually.
Free Nationals.
Yeah. I was watching that. Yeah, it made me think of you. I was like,
what the fuck? Shut the fuck up.
It's like, I gotta call Shut dumb, the man. Fuck How's up. How's he doing?
You're gonna make these audience members think, like, what does he mean by that?
Yeah, exactly.
Just he's no relation.
But yo, Free Nationals, thank you guys for coming. Homies,
thanks, bro.
Good catching up. We're gonna all grab a drink together or something. Let's do it. After I
respect to dumb.
I gotta get back to
this. This is a good friend of ours, man. Always held us down.
Hey,
our boy right here, man. Respect.
Shout out Dumb.
All right, y'all, tune in next below. Week for another episode of Fun With Dumb and a chance to win the Free Nationals album before it comes out.
Oh,
all right.
Oh,
wait, he's going to leak it.
Comment below. All right, actually, peace. Yeah, do that.